Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We are ready to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Our show today is sponsored by The Coop. That's C-O-O-P. The Coop is located in the South Bay area of Los Angeles. It's the newest and coolest play and party space for kids and adults. Kids will play for hours in their enormous ball pit, two-story curvy slide, super cool rope climbing, fantastic bouncer, or they can just dance their day away on the electronic dance and gaming floor. So book your next party at The Coop today. You can get a hold of them at 310-374-2667, or you can visit them on the web at thecoop, that's C-O-O-P, southbay.com. Do you know a parent who is an inspiration to their family, or maybe you're one of these parents? Well, we would love for you to share their story or your story with our listeners. Please contact us and tell us a bit about this person or yourself. Send the emails to info@parentpumpradio.com. So now our show for today. You know, the top three things that people worry about or what keeps them up at night are money, health, and relationships. And as parents, we probably worry more about money because we're thinking not just about ourselves, but we think about our children and our family. We're thinking about paying for college, paying for expenses, and even putting food on the table. And most of us parents have been trying to do everything we can, from investing in the right retirement plans into savings. We've been trying to get that better job or promotion. So what we've been doing is we've been trying to do everything we can to gain that financial wealth. But do you feel sometimes like you're working so much harder than the other person? Like sometimes you may get that goal, but you just can't maintain it. Do you feel like something is just holding you back? Well, maybe. Could it be that it's not something you're doing, but it's something you're not being? If you follow any successful wealthy people, from Napoleon Hill to Steve Jobs to Tony Robbins to Oprah, you know that it all starts from within us, because money is just another source of energy. And like any energy, it will attract or repel against something. So maybe the question isn't about what you're doing that is not attracting wealth. Maybe the question is, what is it about you that is repelling wealth? I have a very special guest today. She's been helping her client create that extraordinary result and permanent shift. We're all looking for a permanent shift. She's a sales trainer, a six-figure breakthrough coach, and is a multi-award winning sales performer, ranking in the top 1% nationwide out of over 2,000 sales reps and selling over $1.3 million in revenue per year. She can help you discover what triggers for you to create changes and success in your life. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you Christy Kendall. Hi, Christy. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you for having me. It's so great to be
here. You're welcome. I know you're really passionate about helping people create financial wealth. And parents, like I said, are one of the people that we worry that about the most. What is it that's holding us back or repelling us, you think, from this financial wealth?
Yeah, a lot of people feel like they've tried everything. You know, they've educated themselves, they've taken trainings or even hired coaches, and yet they still feel stuck and frustrated, and they don't know what's holding them back. And I have found some very specific beliefs. You know, it's beliefs, it's stuck emotions, it's traumas, and it's our thought patterns and our programming within our subconscious mind that holds us back. And because we have this pain, whether it's frustration or trauma or whatnot, it prevents us from having a perspective that can see outside of our situation. And so it's sort of like just going in a circle, carrying stones up a hill.
You live with pain and trauma and fear all your life. This is their normal program. That's what they live by. How do people know that they have fear, pain, and trauma?
Yeah, you know that you have fear and pain and trauma by, you can look at your patterns. You can feel your stress level. You know, if you're always worrying about what's going on, the next paycheck, hoping it shows up in time, just having a lot of stress and a lot of constant worry, a lot of struggle, just finding another way, hoping something shows up for you and it never showing up.
What you're saying is you're not getting the money that you want and you keep trying to do it and you just feel like, what, why am I not getting it, right? Well, you're questioning like, why am I working so hard? Then it sounds to me what you're saying is then you now need to look at maybe there's some pain or some trauma or some fear that you have, and it probably goes back to the past that is causing that you're bringing it into the present that is blocking.
Right. It's often correlating to something we would never even think that it would be correlating to.
Wow. And okay.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. And you can find this yourself just through self-discovery and things like that. Also working with somebody to align you to your inner truth and to set yourself free of those stuck emotions, those blocked traumas, and things like that.
So when you work with someone like you, I want to talk about your background and how you got here to help people figure out what they're doing that's not working. So tell us about your background.
I started my journey about 15 years ago. I was a single mom. I was on welfare in an abusive relationship, and I just had absolutely no hope for myself. I saw other people doing well, and I just didn't even know how to begin. I didn't know how or why it was different for me. And I just had a pretty traumatic soul awakening. In that moment, I knew that I wanted to change my situation. And in that moment, in that soul awakening, the right people showed up, the right mentors, the right coaches, the right healers. And I was able to begin turning things around. I was able to go back to school, change and get out of that relationship. And I started my own business. And I had prevented myself from going to design school with fear of sales. I knew I had to sell and I didn't believe in myself. So when I launched my business, it just so happened that sales was my greatest strength. And I was a sales superstar. And people start asking, what are you doing? How are you doing this? Why are you having the success? And I started really recognizing when I would do inner work on myself, I would get to another level of success, another level of income. And in sales, it's all numbers game. So I would do inner work on myself and I would see my numbers grow. And so I started just taking note of what these beliefs were and what was happening and what was going on. And throughout the years, people started asking me, you know, to coach and mentor their sales reps. And I started using this process. And I have a process. It's 7 steps to aligning yourself to success. And in those steps, we go through these beliefs that I have found and these particular emotional blocks, and we clear them and we change those beliefs, and it aligns you. It aligns you to success. And when you're successful, things just get easier.
Wow, I have so many questions from what you just said. I want to talk about the limiting belief, but what I heard you say that really came out was the word healing. And it kind of striked me, because what does healing have to do with gaining wealth financially?
Yeah, that's a great question. So healing, I'm sure a lot of people have their own perspective of healing. For me, healing is finding those stuck emotions within us that have been caused from things that happened when we were little or traumatic or abusive situations throughout the years. And many people don't correlate having gone through something emotional or traumatic to their struggle with money, but they're actually directly correlated. And that's what I really found working with women who've overcome traumatic abuse, sexual abuse, rape, that kind of thing, childhood traumas, that when we would heal those stuck emotions and those inner blocks and inner pain, that it would take them to another level of income in their business or in their personal life. You know, I've worked with nurses and mostly women entrepreneurs.
Can you tell us an example, a case example?
Yeah. In the very beginning, when I first started coaching, I had a gal come to me. She was young. She's about 28. And she was a fitness trainer, but she wasn't working in fitness. She was a nanny. She was on food stamps. She was struggling and depressed. And she just couldn't figure out why she couldn't move forward. And she started working with me. And within 3 months, she had started working for a gym. She was their top sales rep within her first month at that gym. And she continued to do that for 3 months. Broke all the records for that gym. And that gave her the momentum to move out on her own. And now, 3 years later, She is a six-figure fitness trainer, and she's doing big things in the world, working with women and women's empowerment and health and fitness.
So it's almost like you got to take a few steps back to go back to your past in order for you to momentum yourself into like a rocket. I can kind of see that way. It's like a rocket. You momentum yourself even farther from where you are right now.
That's a good perspective. I like that. We do have to visit. We do have to just take a little visit and shine some light on that dark stuff. The thing about it, a lot of people are afraid to do that because they don't want to re-experience that pain and that trauma.
I find also that some people think that they've dealt with it.
That's correct.
How do you know you've dealt with it all the way? Because people that have experienced pain, trauma, maybe it's not to the extent of rape, but it could be alcoholism in the family. Maybe it's just verbal abuse, emotional abuse, but those are still trauma. And they might have gone seen a therapist or something like that, or done some work, and they think, oh, well, I've worked with it. So how do you help someone know that there's still residuals from those traumas and pain?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, this is a workshop that I do that's over 3 days of teaching. So to teach this material in 30 minutes is there's not enough time for it, but that's a great question. And I found counseling is very valuable. What I found is it's more like tools to deal with life, where I go deeper than that. We go in, we find the root of the emotion, and we clear it permanently. And that's the difference with working with an energy healer versus a therapist. And I think they're both valuable and they both serve a purpose. The work that I do gets to the bottom of that and clears it energetically out of your body and releases it so that you have permanent results from that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense then, that like you said, the therapist is helping you deal with what the problem is. It's getting the flu and you're just taking medicine to deal with the symptoms, whereas you really need to get to the root of the problem, which is killing the virus, so then you don't have it at all.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the blocks. So what are the blocks that you're talking about, and how does someone uncover that?
So everybody's blocks are going to be different, but specifically, they can be belief systems or childhood programs. You can think about things that your parents said to you growing up. One thing my dad said to me, I remember him saying it every day of our life, is life's a bitch. He said that every day. So that he was programming that into our minds. And if we have a program of life's a bitch, then we believe that subconsciously, and everything's going to show up to prove that.
You got to work hard for your money. Money doesn't grow on trees. All these limiting belief that you hear from parents.
Right. And we can also have beliefs that are in our DNA. They're passed through our ancestry. If you look at families, take some of the wealthy families in the world, it's generationally that they're wealthy. So why is that? Well, it's because it's their belief systems in their DNA. Just like a family that maybe is in poverty generation after generation after generation. And so we can go in and we can find the root of that. And we can heal it and we change it.
What I'm hearing from what you're saying is even bigger than helping yourself. This is cutting the ties that repeats from generations. When we let go of this pain and this trauma and we help basically attract wealth, we are also allowing our children to do the same.
Yes. When we heal our DNA, we are healing past, present, and future.
That's powerful. I almost want to take a moment just to know that you're changing the generations to come ahead of you.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So when someone discovers that they want to create more financial wealth, like I'm ready to create financial wealth, someone says, what's the first step that they can take?
Self-awareness would be the first one. Just start recognizing some of the patterns in your life. What are you dealing with that you've dealt with for 10 years? What is this repeating situation going on in your life? So you can start just becoming self-aware of your actions and your patterns and your thinking. Reach out to a professional, reach out to me, and we can walk you through that. We can help you to identify them and to see, you know, our perspective is so limited when we're amongst our own stuff, our own patterns and our own energy and our own mind. And so reaching out for help, somebody like me, I can help you to identify those patterns and recognize what you need to break through so you can reach the next level of success.
That's a really insightful statement, because I think too many times we think we can do it ourselves. And I think we probably have the worst perspective of ourselves because we're so close to the, sort of like the painting. We need someone that's outside of the painting to see the bigger picture. So when someone contacts you, what are some of the techniques that you have used that has really helped the clients? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I use several different modalities. Energy healing is one of them. I am a certified theta healing instructor and practitioner.
Oh, can you get more into that? Like if someone doesn't know what energy healing is and what theta healing is, will you?
Yeah, theta healing is an energy healing modality using a theta brainwave to create change in your life. And it's very powerful, and it's the root of the work that I do. And again, that's just to introduce it, is a 3-day training, but it's working with the subconscious mind in a theta brainwave.
Now, when you say to introduce into 3-day, are you teaching people how to do the theta healing themselves?
Yes. Or,
okay.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you're really empowering the person, as opposed to a therapist where they have to keep going back and going back, right, to feel like they're getting better. What you do is you're actually giving the tools to the person and saying, here, let me show you how to use a screwdriver, how to use this hammer. And now you're going to be able to build your own home, your own self-awareness, and this beautiful success that you create, you want to create.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about empowerment. And I really recognize that right off the bat. We can hire somebody to do the healing for us. And we do have to participate in that. But every time something comes up, or every time we go through something, to really be empowered is to have those tools and to help ourselves and to help our own children and our own family and our own clients, so that we're not always having to have somebody else do it. And when we have those tools and we're empowered, and that's where I am passionate about empowering people.
The theta healing. You mentioned that they go into the theta wave or something like that.
That's a theta brainwave.
Okay. Can you explain what that means, the theta brainwave, and why that's so important?
The theta brainwave is the brainwave that taps us into all that is energy. Basically, another word of saying that is our subconscious mind. So then we have instant access to our subconscious mind. And once we have that, then we can make changes instantaneously. And that's the power of theta healing. There's a whole process in how to access that, where years ago, it used to take yogis 45 years to master a theta brainwave. And through this process, you can do it within seconds.
So in a 3-day training with you, you can teach people how to access themselves in seconds and get rid of anything that comes up.
Yep.
Wow, that's really powerful. So you mentioned there was other things, other tools that you help clients and teach them.
Yes, I use EFT. That's one that I use a lot, which is emotional freedom technique, or tapping. Mm-hmm. Many people have heard of it.
What is that? For the people that don't know, will you explain what that is?
Yeah, tapping is using meridian points. So we have energy centers in our body, all over our body. And if you've heard of maybe acupuncture, you know a little bit about energy centers in our body. So with EFT, we just use some basic energy centers and we tap on them with our fingertips, and we access emotions or beliefs that we want to change through tapping. And that accessing that energy point releases those emotions that are stuck there in the body. And so that's where the emotional freedom comes in, because you're releasing those stuck emotions. And it's really powerful and something very easy that you can do on your own. And that's something that I teach in a 1-day course. You can do basic, advanced.
How does EFT differ from theta healing?
Yeah, it's a different modality because you're physically touching your body. Mm-hmm. You're physically tapping on pressure points, and you go in on feelings and release them. So it's still energy healing. So that's what it has in common, is you're dealing with energy and belief systems. Just a different way to go about it.
And as you're releasing these trauma and these pain, what have you noticed with your client? Is it something that they notice instantly and they get the financial wealth that they want, or relationship or connection with people? Or is it more of a slower process?
Both. There are some people that one session and they feel like the whole world is lifted off their shoulders and they can go home and see the difference immediately. Other people, it takes a little bit longer and a little more work. I had one gal that wrote me a testimonial after one session with me, saying that she had spent the last 15 years going to some of New York's top therapists, spending at times over $450 a session.
Wow.
And one session with me, and she felt better than she's ever felt in her whole life. That's one of the faster scenarios. Some of the slower ones are just dealing with deeper issues and longer term patterns where you have to uncover more history and more reprogramming and whatnot. And if you're focusing on business and big business development, then we're going to do the inner work, and we're also going to be doing sales training and teaching you some other skills. So those are longer processes.
A lot of people are looking for financial wealth for their family, for themselves, for their children. I would think that as you're clearing up these negative emotions, these limiting beliefs, these trauma, that it probably affects other areas in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Money, relationships, and health are all interwoven with the same belief systems.
Even though someone is focused on creating financial wealth immediately, they will see a shift in the other areas. Relationship and health is what you're saying.
Yes. Yep.
So it's almost like you're just kind of pouring the good stuff out and it just permeates everywhere.
Right. It's about alignment. When you align yourself to success, then you're going to have that success in all areas of your life.
Yeah, sounds amazing. And it's just about working on your inside and aligning that, and less about goal setting and taking classes and seminars.
Right. Yeah, people can get frustrated because they feel like they've set the goals and they've taken the classes and they've done the workshops, and yet they're still struggling and frustrated.
Yeah, you probably see that a lot in the sales industry because you're always trying to set goals and set higher goals and higher goals. I also find that sometimes we will set a goal and we'll get it, but we can't sustain it. Is the sustainability a part of this too?
That's why I always say align yourself to success permanently.
Yeah.
You're making permanent changes. You're making changes in your DNA.
It's almost a reprogramming, kind of like getting rid of a virus off a computer so that it can work in its optimal.
That's a very good example. Yes.
So where can people start in creating awareness right now?
They can contact me. I would be happy to offer them a session, just an introductory discovery session with me, about 30 minutes each.
Okay.
They can contact me by emailing me or visiting my website. And it's Christy at ChristyKendall.com. And it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I. And my last name is K-E-N-D-A-L-L. So Christy at ChristyKendall.com.
Christy's contact information will also be in the show notes. So you just scroll down her picture and you'll find it at the bottom. For the people that are going to contact you, or maybe are hesitant to contact you right now, is there anything that they can start to start that awareness on their own? And then that way that could jumpstart them into contacting you?
So self-awareness, just, you know, taking note of your patterns. What are things that you're repeatedly doing? So how we do one thing is how we do everything. And so you can notice just patterns, your own personal behaviors and patterns in your life around your finances or around your organization, any of that. Start recognizing things that don't feel good or just feel like a struggle or just not working for you anymore. And you can notice your thoughts and your thinking patterns. What are you saying to yourself and how are you saying it? Is it positive or is it negative? So just self-awareness would be the first step.
What do you think is the biggest thing that people think they know about this subject that isn't true?
That they have to work hard or that they have to work harder.
Okay, so it's not about working hard.
No, it's not. And people will take on two or three jobs, you know, people with kids, two or three jobs trying to get ahead, and they're still not getting ahead. It's because it's not about working hard. It's about aligning yourself to your highest truth and to success. And then everything shows up easier. So when you do work and you are working and doing, you can be moving forward and advancing and growing and gaining wealth from that.
This is where that saying comes in, where it says, don't work harder, work smarter.
Correct. Yes.
To go back to Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich. He doesn't say do and grow rich. He says think about it.
Exactly. Yes. All in our heads.
And that's the Bible for successful people and how they get successful.
Absolutely.
You said that you have workshops that you teach people these techniques so that they can discover how they align themselves and discover success. Can we get into the workshops? There's one that's 3-day.
Yep. I do teach the process if you want to become a certified energy healer. I do have a 3-day certification workshop for that.
And that's so that they can do it on themselves and their family.
Yes. You can go to the events page on my website and find the upcoming workshops.
Okay.
I also have a one-day workshop I'm teaching in Irvine, California in February. And that's the Align Yourself to Success Discovery class. So that's where you can discover where maybe your blocks are, what's holding you back, and those patterns. And it's a pretty profound class, and you'll learn some basics on how to help yourself and move forward from there. So that's February 18th. It's on a Saturday.
Are all of your classes on your website?
They're not all listed, but I will have them listed.
Okay. So basically they can just contact you at your website.
Yes.
And okay. I can get them. And Christy's website again is Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L.com. And again, the website will be in the show notes for you just to click on and contact her. And I think I heard you say that you offer the first 30-minute complimentary session, right?
Yeah, but I do a free discovery session for anybody who's interested in learning a little more.
How can this help someone get more connected to their family?
The session?
Just being able to work their theta healing and using the EFT that you talk about, like healing themselves. How would this help also with the family?
When we heal ourselves, our whole family heals. And the more we align ourselves to our own truth and our own success, everybody else around us shows up differently. It's amazing how it's just magical.
I'm just thinking there are probably parents out there who maybe have a very not good relationship with their kids or maybe with their ex-spouses. 50%+ of marriages end in divorce. So we're also dealing with two families and they're not getting along. Would this be something that also helps with clearing people that you may have volatile relationship with?
Absolutely. Yes. If you've ever heard that saying, what you resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we release all of that stuff that's resisting all of that, it releases all of it in every area of our life. And so we feel differently about it. So we respond differently and people will show up differently.
I think that's really powerful. So you're seeing not only do you help change the generations below, your kids and your grandkids, but this may also help heal people across, which is ex-spouses and maybe even family members, sisters and brothers that you may not get along with or have a high volatile relationship with.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And I think this is really powerful because, like you said, financial is one of the things that people probably worry about the most. And we're always asking ourselves, beating ourselves up, what am I doing that's not attracting this? I think this is a great insight on how another way of looking at it and what we need to do for ourselves to just attract it. We don't have to run after it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right.
And I think a lot of times that's what money feels like. It's like we're running after it. And for some people, it just seems like they just sit there and money just comes at them.
It does. Yeah. If they're aligned, if they have their alignment in order, it does.
Yeah. And I've seen both ends of those people and it can be very frustrating to see someone work so hard and yet they just are always in debt and can't get any farther. And then other people, they're just on vacation and money just keeps coming into their bank account. You've probably seen that since you deal with these clients.
Yes, and that's alignment. That's what happens when you're aligned. It's beautiful.
This is what Christy does. Christy helps you get aligned energetically so that you can get what you want physically, tangible. If you are ready to get success in your life, contact Christy. And I want to say thank you for listening to the show. And thank you, Christy, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows, which are featured on missionswithanSradio.org. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured on missionsradio.org. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.